This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're doing our, you know, breakfast champion today. We're celebrating Stephen Madoba Munyai from Toyandou Secondary, Ndibembe District. He was awarded the top matric learner in Limpopo for the academic year 2025. And this follows the, you know, 2025 matric results announcement by Limpopo MEC for Education, Honorable Mabungo Lerole Ramakhanya, at the Ranch Hotel outside Polokwane on Tuesday.
And right now, we talk to the man of the moment, top matric learner, Stephen Munyai. Morning, morning. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
You are too calm for my liking.
Yeah.
You are too calm for my liking. but I can
maybe
imagine.
Maybe he still can't believe it. Maybe he still can't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
Electric, actually.
You feel?
I'm very excited.
In case, maybe let me talk to listeners. In case you've just joined the conversation, you're wondering what's going on, why Jones and I are so excited, and the man of the moment, or Mongaditaba, is so calm. We are talking right here to the top matric learner for 2025 in Limpopo, you know, and he is from Toyandou Secondary in the Vembe District. So tell me, Stephen, how did you feel when the results came out and you had realized that you had done so well? And maybe just take us through how you performed, you know.
Honestly, when they announced them, I did not believe it. I did not believe it. Like, it was an incredible moment. I did not believe it. And then after some moments, it kicked in. I was grateful, you know. I was super excited.
Yeah. And the results that you got, how did you achieve them? You know, maybe take us through. Yeah, tell us what exactly did you, how did you perform?
I got all 7 distinctions. I think how I achieved it was there was a bit of planning from the beginning of the year. Mm. However, I edited it throughout the year, you know, because it wasn't always a consistent journey. You have your highlights, you have your setbacks, you know, you have challenges. You need to consistently adapt to that.
Sure.
But key things were discipline, time management, and that consistent drive to succeed.
Yeah, sure. Mara, what are your parents saying? You know, I can imagine the community, your neighbors, everyone is proud of you, but, you know, what are your close family, what are they saying?
My family is very excited. They're very happy. They're very relieved, you know. Mm. They put in a lot of work, the support, you know. A lot went into it, you know, financially, emotionally. The support was amazing. And they're just so happy for me.
Yeah. And then your plans moving forward? What are your plans?
I'm planning on studying Bachelor of Actuarial Science at the University of the Witwatersrand.
Okay. All right.
That's in Bromfontein.
We wish you all the best. We wish you all the best. And maybe before we let you go, what advice would you give to the matric class of 2026?
To the matric class of 2026, I would advise them to start as early as possible, to plan their way ahead when they're still motivated, when they're still fresh, and remember to stay disciplined and manage their time, because the workload of matric is a lot, actually, and the time is very limited, so they need to manage their time very effectively. And another thing, that they should reach out when they need help, you know, because teachers are there, there are online resources. There's just the support system that surrounds them. All they need to do is just reach out.
Listen, we wish you all the best, and we know that you're going to do absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Madhu. Yeah, you must go attend classes, ne?
Adversity.
Yeah. Adversity. We don't want to see you spending the better part of your time at the Campus Square in Dad.
No, I will.
Sure, man. You know, congratulations, man. Well done.
Thank you very much.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is Matric Top Learner in Limpopo for the academic year of 2025. That's Steven Maduba Munyai from Thoyando Secondary in the Vembe District.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.